2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Maria Chaleo, sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. A bit of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City and 41 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. Faith leaders and state legislators gathered today to rally against the food tax. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has the latest.
The gathering included religious leaders such as Kimmel James of the First United Methodist Church in Ogden.
The Coalition of Religious Communities is here today to say that the amount of state taxes prescribed on groceries should be zero.
Also in attendance at the afternoon rally, Alex Cragen from Utahns Against Hunger, telling the crowd that the elimination of the food tax in Utah would be a straightforward policy change that would benefit struggling Utahns. Catherine Weller of the League of Women Voters of Utah says their own polls of Utahns show nearly 70% against the tax on food. A bill sponsored by Representative Rosemary Lesser would eliminate the state portion of the food tax. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Our top national stories this hour. All three defendants in the murder of Ahmaud Arbery received guilty verdicts on the top charges. ABC's Derek Dennis reports.
From the moment the guilty verdicts were read, celebration outside the courthouse with activists, clergy, and supporters of Ahmaud Arbery and his family chanting his name with justice. Reverend Al Sharpton.
Brunswick, Georgia will go down in history as the place that criminal justice took a different turn.
Ahmaud Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones.
I just want to say thank you, guys. Thank you.
All three defendants convicted of at least one or both of the top charges, malice and felony murder of Ahmaud Arbery. Derek Dennis, ABC News, Brunswick, Georgia.
We asked Utah defense attorney Greg Skordis about the difference between felony murder and malice murder. He said for the felony murder charge, the prosecution only has to prove the victim died during the commission of a felony.
It doesn't necessarily require that the actor intended to commit the murder, but the malice murder is more of a charge. And this is, of course, directed to the person that actually caused the death, to his intent, his malice, if you will, his misconduct, and that's why the jury found him guilty of that additional count.
Skordis says he wouldn't be surprised if a number of states take a closer look at their laws around the use of deadly force. Black Lives Matter Utah leader says that she hopes the verdict will spark discussions.
It's, I'm like honestly still processing everything, but it's probably got to be just relieving a little bit for their family, and that's all we hope for in the fight.
All three men charged face life behind bars. A man is in critical condition after a ski accident at Brighton the second day after the resort opened. Melody Cutler with UPD says the father and his son were skiing in an area where snowmaking machines were on.
His dad ran into a snowbank, received severe facial trauma, and then suffered some sort of medical episode, and subsequently life-flighted out. He's in extremely critical condition. The Brighton Ski Patrol worked on him for over an hour, the time it takes to get all those resources there and get him out of there.
She adds UPD doesn't think that Brighton and its employees will face any charges. New renderings are out from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for the redesign of the Provo Temple. President Russell M. Nelson announced that the church would be reconstructing the Provo Temple in the church's most recent general conference. Now, that will begin after the construction on a new temple in Orem is completed. Renderings for a new temple in Smithfield were also released today. You can view both photos on our website at kslnewsradio.com. Those red giving machines are coming back this year. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints put the vending machines on hold last year due to the pandemic. Church News reporter Mary Richards says there will be 10 machines this year scattered throughout the world.
Already they are so popular. Now, if you guys remember, they're like a red box. They're like a vending machine. And you, instead of picking something for yourself, like a candy bar, you're picking something for someone else, like a sewing machine or clean water or a food kit or the most popular items, the livestock, the chickens, the goats, the beehives.
Governor Spencer Cox made the first donation at the giving machine on South Temple this morning alongside First Lady Abby Cox. There's also one located at University Place in Orem. Many people turn to giving to charities this time of year, but the Federal Trade Commission says you need to be aware.
There are a lot of fraudsters out there that try to make charity websites that look like the real deal when it isn't, or it may be similar to what you think that you're donating to and it's not.
That is consumer education specialist Christina Miranda, who says you need to do your research before giving to a charity, including crowdfunding accounts. She says don't be rushed into donating. You can hear all the holiday scam tips on the KSL News Radio podcast, Money Making Sense. The airports are busy and so are the roads as Americans celebrate their second pandemic Thanksgiving.
The travel rush is on as millions prepare to gather for Thanksgiving.
We're super excited.
Some traveling for the first time in nearly 2 years. The TSA anticipating pre-pandemic levels with 2 million passengers expected Wednesday alone, and even more on Sunday, which could be the busiest day of the year. Rena Roy, ABC News, New York.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.